I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Despite frigid weather, the DNR's winter trout stocking is underway. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a moment.
I've been a member of the Federation for 18 years. Federation stands for good stewardship of the resources and preserving our hunting heritage. Through those efforts, I want my kids to be able to enjoy the same privilege that I have. My father joined the Federation for me, and I've done the same for my children. Jakes, women in the outdoors, and wheeling sportsmen, they want to be the best conservation organization in the world.
First of the year always marks the beginning of the year's trout stocking for the Coldwater Fisheries folks at the West Virginia DNR. Mike Shingleton heads up that program out of Elkins and tells us so far this year they made pretty good progress early.
Pretty much all the southern waters, western waters completed. What we haven't finished up yet are some of the mountain waters, Upper Shavers, up around Cheap Bridge, for instance. We've got quite a bit of snow up there and now ice where people have run over the roads. And the West Fork of the Greenbrier we haven't been in yet. But we have been gotten quite a few, like Cranberry, Williams, Spruce Knob, some waters that are sometimes difficult to get to.
Well, like Mike said, some of those mountain streams and waters they did manage to reach typically don't get the scheduled trout on time.
A lot of years we get them right after the first of the year when we begin our spring stocking, and there's been times when we've got them in early January and really can't get back to them until sometime in March. We've done pretty well. We've got, you know, three-quarters of the waters that are scheduled to be stocked are stocked now. They're posted on our website at wvdnr.gov.
Although the trout are in those waters, the water is incredibly cold, and it may be a while before they start to bite.
They'll acclimate to the water, but the water is so cold that their feeding habits are slow down considerably. I mean, not only our hatchery fish, but wild fish do the same thing. They're not near as active in these cold water conditions.
It does take a hearty soul with an incredible desire to fish to be out there now. Even in the streams where the water is moving, in some places, ice becomes a problem. It locks up the stream and makes it difficult to continue the stocking, although some will resort to ice fishing. Shingleton tells us it may not take much, though, to get those fish started on a pattern.
The fish will start becoming more active as the water temperature rises. So a lot of times that may begin, you know, sometime in February. Typically, it doesn't really begin until March. When our days are getting longer, the temperatures, daytime temperatures are getting a little bit warmer, and those stream temperatures start coming up some. And sometimes it doesn't take, if all it actually takes is a few degrees rise in temperature to get the fish to become actively.
The stockings will continue on their schedule right up through the spring, but weather will affect it, like we've said. Even if water is delayed getting stocked, though, eventually the appropriate poundage will be added. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.